Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Friday, April 27, 2018. The time is 2:11 p.m. If you're joining us off-net or online, we're in Juneau, Alaska, the state capitol, fifth floor, room 532. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this afternoon, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Vice Chairman Bishop.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Good afternoon.
Senator Stevens.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Michicki.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Thank you all for being here on this Friday. On today's agenda, we have SB 76. It's an act relating to alcohol beverages, regulations of manufacturers, wholesalers, retailers, and common carriers of alcohol beverages related to licenses, endorsements, and permits, including alcohol beverages. Relating to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, relating to the offenses involving alcohol beverages, amending Rule 17H, Alaska Rules of Minor Offense Procedure, and providing for an effective date. A brief recap, we heard this bill on 4/17/2018. The public hearing was opened and closed. We have not covered the fiscal notes. We do have a new CS. Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, thank you. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 76, version 30-LS0015/Charlie before the committee is our working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion and ask Julie Lucky from my staff to explain the changes in the CS. Ms. Lucky, your name for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the Senate Finance Committee. The bill in front of you is, Julie Lucky, and I am staff to Senator McKinnon. The bill in front of you is very large, and there have been many changes to the bill, but most of them are technical in nature. Today, I'll be going through the explanation of changes document, which you should have in front of you. It is not my intent to go through all of the technical changes. However, they are listed on page 2. However, if the committee would prefer that I go through those, I am happy to do so. So starting with page 1 of the explanation of changes, the first change that you will see, the majority of these changes were made as the bill moved through the process. There were some changes that did not have time to be made in the previous committee, and I will note those. And then there were also changes that were requested by our committee, and I will note those also for the committee as we go through. The first page that you'll see is on page 18, line 30. And it's adding the word rodeos at the end of the sentence there. And that actually codifies the current practice. It was just something that was inadvertently left out and noticed in the previous committee. The next page is on page 61, lines 13 through 15. And this codifies the current practice of allowing the selling of a beverage dispensary tourism license. The next change is on page 68, line 31. And that changes the previous CS had 5 years, and this is 3 years, and that is shortening the time that a municipality must wait between requesting a restaurant or eating place license to request an additional restaurant or eating place license. And that was a change that was requested in the previous committee and was somehow omitted in the CS. The next change is on page 88, lines 12 through 13. And this is kind of a technical change. It is a clarification of the intent of the crime of, or the violation of consuming an alcoholic beverage during a school event. It was unclear whether if they had an event such as a fundraiser where no children were present, whether or not that would be a violation. This clarifies that the event, and I'll read the new words to you right there on lines 12 and 13, if the event is expected to attract attendees under 21 years of age. So the violation would only occur if children are expected to be at the event. The next change, which is the change that was requested by our committee, you will find on page 92. And that's lines 19 through 23. And this would, the previous bill before you allowed the board to suspend or revoke a license upon a third conviction. The CS changes it by adding Section B to require a revocation if the first, second, and third convictions were of particular offenses. And because those offenses are not laid out in the bill, I have provided an explanation on the explanation of changes. And the offenses would be 04-16-022, which would be online sales and purchase of alcoholic beverages, 04-16-030, which is prohibited conduct relating to drunken persons, and that would be serving a person who is drunk, 04-16-052, furnishing of alcoholic beverages to persons under the age of 21 by licensees, 04-16-110, sale of certain alcoholic beverages is prohibited, and I believe in the statute that is there are certain beverages that are over a certain alcohol content, and that's the prohibition of that sale. And then 04-16-175, which is furnishing alcoholic beverages in aid of gambling enterprise. And it is my understanding that this amendment was made to ensure that licensees who sold, continued to sell in violation of the law, the license could be revoked on the third offense, and we made it maybe a little broader than the sponsor of the amendment had anticipated, but what we did ask was for our legal department to do some research into like crimes and ensure that the all of the crimes where a licensee would be repeatedly selling and flaunting the law that were Class A misdemeanors were included here for your review. And that is the all of the substantive changes in the bill. If the committee would like me to go over, I could briefly go over what the technical changes are, or they are, as I said, listed on page 2 of the document in front of you.
Ms. Lucky, if you could go over them briefly so that those following us at home have an idea of what is in the bill.
Certainly. So I will go through. They are in page number order. On page 61, if you look at the previous bill, of course, it won't be in this bill. Section 37 was deleted. That just sunset certain sections of law. And those are now included in the repeal section in 152. On page 63, line 25, and also on page 64, lines 1, 12, 21, 27, also on page 65, line 25, and page 66, line 9, these were just correcting statutory references that were incorrect in the previous version of the bill. On page 82, lines 28 through 29, it rewords for clarity. The intent is the same. The intent was that the license holder is liable for a violation by an employee and are subject to the administrative penalty. So this just makes clear that it is the license holder that is liable for the violation. On page 85, line 25 through page 86, line 18, there were some conforming changes and a new section added. And basically, there were existing penalties that were in various sections, and they have been consolidated in this bill, and the language was changed, and so therefore these sections were reinserted to make the conforming changes to the, go to page 85 real quick so I can get the correct citation. This was the furnishing or delivering alcohol beverages to a person under 21 years of age. So mostly this is just conforming language to match with all of the reformatted sections of the bill. Again, you'll see that on page 104, lines 11 through 13, the same thing happened where the language was reformatted to conform to the rest of the bill. Page 109 and beyond in the bill are basically the repeals, transition language, and applicability. Page 109, line 3, it adds the repeals that I previously mentioned that used to be in Section 37 of the bill. Page 109, lines 10 through 11, through page 11, line 22, corrects the section numbers. Once we took out Section 37, all of the sections had to be renumbered, so those references to those sections in the applicability and transition language had to be corrected. And on page 113, lines 8 through 9, it corrects effective dates. Specifically, there were a couple of sections 96 and 133, that were inadvertently included in the immediate effective date provisions that did not need to be, and there were sections 157A1, 157A2, and 157B8 that were left out of the immediate effective date sections and are currently in those sections in this bill. And those are all the technical changes, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Machicki, do you have comments on the CS?
No, Madam Chair. I just want to thank committee members for their suggestions. I think it was a legitimate, there were legitimate concerns asked after we asked questions of the board. And I think it made it a better bill, specifically in protection of several of the key issues that we have in the state when it comes to alcohol abuse and minor consumption. So I like the outcome.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Are you, is the CS okay to adopt from your perspective?
From my perspective, the CS is okay to adopt.
Other comments from committee members just on the adoption? I will remove my objection. Is there further objection to the adoption of the CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 76, Finance Version C? Seeing and hearing none, Version C is a working document before the committee. But we do have multiple people online for questions, so I'm going to open the public hearing. It is my intent to hold the bill over the weekend so everybody can view it. If you have any concerns or catch anything on there, it's allowing the public to have another set of eyes on it. My intention is then on Monday morning at 9 a.m. to move it out so that we've given sufficient consideration to such a large document. So if everyone could deploy eyes and time to make sure that we've got it right so that we don't have to have further amendments, that's helpful, and so that it's doing what we wanted to do. With that, the public hearing is open. I have Anna Brawley, Title IV Review Project Coordinator, online. Anna, do you have comments for the committee's consideration on the CS for the sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 176?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you. For the record, my name is Anna Brawley, Title IV Review Project Coordinator. I do not have any additional comments at this time, but I am happy to answer any questions or discuss the changes proposed.
Are there questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, Erica McConnell, the Director of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office. Erica, do you have any questions or comments for the committee to consider on the CS before us?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have no questions or comments, but I'm available for questions from you.
Thank you very much. Tiffany Hall, Recover Alaska. Welcome to Senate Finance.
Thanks very much, Madam Chair. Tiffany Hall for Recover Alaska. No, I don't have any concerns. Thanks very much for everyone's time and consideration on this important bill.
Is there anyone else wishing to testify on the committee substitute for the sponsor's substitute for Senate Bill 76, Finance? Seeing and hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Any additional information that my office can do to provide you in reviewing Title IV before us? Senator Machicki, any closing comments for consideration? Senator Bishop, are you prepared to cover the fiscal note? Let's cover the fiscal note.
Members, bring your attention to fiscal note. Number one on our list is Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. The appropriation is to the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office. The allocation is the same. OMB component number is 3119. Fiscal year 19 is $381,800. Revenue is zero. Fiscal year 20 cost is $428,000. Revenue is $527,000. Fiscal year 21, cost is $56,400 and the revenue is $472,000. After that, the cost is $50,000 per year and the revenue is $472,000. So, if we go back on the second page on our analysis section, I'll just cover the expenditures briefly. And the liquor license functions of the alcohol board are fully funded by program receipts from the licensing fees. The agency anticipates that additional receipt authority is needed to accomplish the requirement of this legislation. Collection of the licensing receipts is anticipated to be sufficient to cover these expenditures. As a result, The regulations across 3AAC 304 will need to be rewritten by the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. AMCO does not have existing capacity to manage an extensive reg project, so a long-term non-permanent position is required for 2 years, along with necessary services and supplies. The board will add 4 full days of meetings, likely to existing meetings that are planned in the first 2 fiscal years, to review, propose, and adopt regulations of the Administrative Procedures Act. This Senate Bill 76 adds additional outreach responsibilities to the Alcohol Beverage Board, which will serve as the lead agency and provide written and web-based publications to various stakeholders across the state, existing local government specialists. 4 will be coordinated in this program with additional expenditure authority will be needed to produce materials, travel to engage the industry and the public, and municipalities, rural governments, and other stakeholders. So line 1,000 in personnel services, that's a reg specialist 2, range 16. That's $73,000 a year for the first 2 years. Line 2,000 for travel, that's to cover the board costs for 4 additional meetings at $3,400 a year for the first 2 years. Local government specialist travel for 2-day trips to each of the 4 judicial districts per year at $6,400 for the first 3 years. $3,000 services, line item attorney review of regulations at $12,000 a year in each of the first 2 years. That's at 75 hours per year. And the associated printing and design and publication costs at $10,000. And $4,000 would be line item is commodities, and that's the startup cost for new employee, computer, cubicle, et cetera, and associated hardware at $10,000 in the first year, printing public notice at $800 for the first 2 years, and $1,000 for postage note.
Are there questions on the fiscal note?
I know that was a little much, but it's a big bill, and it's a big project, and the public needs to know where the money's going.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. I did check with staff, and we do not need updated fiscal notes. So, again, we're getting ready to adjourn. We need all eyes on deck to make sure that we've got it right and that we've responded to, through the CS, through the concerns that the committee brought forward. Senator Machicki?
I have nothing, Madam Chair. I want to thank you and your staff, and my staff, of course, for getting us to this point. Again, I think these are better changes. I didn't mention the significance of one change, if I may, and this is the ability for a local option for cities to go to the board and petition for additional restaurant and eating place licenses. It was originally once every 10 years, and local communities were worried that that was too big a gap. And after discussing with all the parties, we thought that 3 years was a reasonable time between requests.
Senator Bishop.
Ma'am, one more bill, please. To cover fiscal note review, that would be for the Department of Health and Social Services. The division is juvenile justice. The appropriation is probation services. The OMB component number is 2134. It is a 0 fiscal note, and this bill is not expected to have any programmatic or fiscal impacts to the division of juvenile justice.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. The bill is 113 pages long and 161 sections. So, again, this is why we try to get it online and before the general public, so that we can have more eyes reviewing the technical aspects of the changes. I know that, Senator Machicki, this has been a long process with multiple participants from both industry and those that would like industry to be controlled in different ways, as well as those who are facing issues of substance abuse, and in reflection of their concerns on how alcohol is monitored in our states. And the bill before us attempts to strike a balance between industry and individuals, personal responsibility, and business practices in our state. So I appreciate your hard work. Rachel Hanke, I'd like to commend you for a job well done. We appreciate all your efforts. Again, anything else on the CS for the sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 76, a rewrite of Title IV. Seeing and hearing none, I'd ask members to set this aside. Again, my goal with your support is to move the bill Monday morning, first thing at 9 a.m. So if there's members of the public who would like to provide us comment on the product before us, please email our office as soon as possible. The documents are posted online, Senate Finance, and you can find it by the bill numbers. Tomorrow, we will not have a meeting. We will not be meeting, but we will be meeting on Monday morning. So your job for tomorrow specifically is the rewrite of Title IV. Make sure we've got that right. We are still in process for multiple bills, getting documents back from Ledge Legal. As you might imagine, at the end of session, they are working some long hours in trying to provide for all committees that are still active. So whether it's judiciary, whether it's state affairs, whether it's the Senate Finance or the House Finance, in all of those areas, they're working diligently to meet our requests. So we need to, I hope everyone will join me in telling them thank you, and we appreciate their hard work as well as all of your team's work to get us to this particular point in the session. Is there anything else to come before the committee? We have a conference committee scheduled for 2 o'clock tomorrow on SB 26. Our goal, if possible, is to provide the general public an opportunity to see the direction that both bodies are heading on SB 26. We don't know whether we have agreement on some issues, so this meeting could be canceled, but we're trying to post it so that if there's an opportunity to get a draft from Legislative Legal and put it out for the general public to see, that we provide that opportunity so that they have the weekend to review it. And again, we're not trying to move too rapidly, but we would all like to be home. So we'll try to provide as much clarity for the public so that they see the direction as soon as possible. Right now, it's 2 o'clock tomorrow for a conference committee on SB 26. But please don't be disappointed if that has to move or be delayed or canceled tomorrow. Both bodies are in session, and I know that the other body is on the floor tomorrow. So that could also run a it could be a reason that we might have to delay or cancel, because they are trying to get some work done on the House floor tomorrow as well as in their finance committee. So we're a smaller group. We sometimes can move at a different pace than the other body can move because there's more people there that are having conversations about individual issues. Anything else? With that, we're adjourned.